out of the field of six candidates running to unseat Congressman Don Young this fall, there is one who never set foot in Alaska. KBBI's Aaron Bolton explains.
Carol Hafner is a Democrat running for Alaska's sole U.S. House of Representatives seat. She lists a South Dakota address on her filings with the State Division of Elections. That address belongs to a mail drop service near Rapid City, South Dakota. Hafner also has two New Jersey addresses on file with the division, and she said in an interview that she's currently residing in New York, but would not say where.
I've been in transition for a long time. Unfortunately, I have some health issues as a result of my dealing with the storm surge. I'm still dealing with these physical issues.
The storm surge she's referring to is Hurricane Sandy, and she says that was the impetus for her to run for office in Alaska.
And for people living in these areas where the environment is so fragile and these floods are getting worse and worse, the storms are getting worse and worse, they're losing their homes. They're having to relocate. This hit home with me. I need to do something about it.
Even though Hafner's never been to Alaska, that wouldn't disqualify her. The U.S. Constitution only requires House candidates to be at least 25 years old and a U.S. citizen for 7 years. Forrest Neighbors chairs University of Alaska Anchorage's Political Science Department.
So what that means is, according to our national constitution, a candidate could conceivably run in a primary or run in a general election without actually being resident, but they would have to be a resident in that state or in that district at the time of election.
But others have questioned Hafner's candidacy. Two complaints with the State Division of Elections questioned her real identity and her actual address, but both were discarded because they were received past the June 11th deadline. Top Democratic Party officials in Alaska, like Jay Parmley, say they still find her candidacy questionable.
I think the voters have a right to know that Carol Hafner, you know, doesn't live in Alaska, is not an Alaskan, and is questionable as to where she really lives or is registered to vote even.
Legalities aside, political scientist Neighbors says her chances in the primary are a long shot at best.
It's more likely to happen if the candidate is well known nationally and the state in which that candidate is running tends to lean in the political partisan direction that the candidate is already leans. In the case of Hillary Clinton, New York was a perfect state. In the case of Illinois and Alan Keyes's run, it was not a favorable territory for his election, and he lost to the well-known Senator Barack Obama.
As for Hafner, she has no plans to bring her primary campaign to Alaska. Reporting in Homer, I'm Aaron Bolton.